Like Gustav and Hannah before it, Ike will disappear from the headlines soon enough. But the people in its path will live with Ike's consequences for a long time to come. Consider this. It will be years before many people in the Midwest rebuild homes and towns that were inundated a few months ago. Gary Heinrichs is the state floodplain coordinator for Wisconsin.
Over a third of the state had floodwaters this spring in June, primarily. We've got a tremendous amount of rain in a short period of time. A lot of standing water. A lot of communities affected.
It's a new era of strange and vicious global weather. This summer, I went from being a concerned observer to a really concerned observer as I watched a farmhouse in rural Wisconsin become a floating island. A 4-foot lake suddenly appeared, complete with green scum, croaking frogs, and clouds of mosquitoes. The homeowner is one of those husky Midwest guys who's stoic about everything, but the flooding made him feel vulnerable.
Devastated, panicky. Scared.
This is Steve Stalker, and he's my brother.
We got 15 inches of rain in a matter of 2 days, and by this time the water was running into the basement quickly. We'd be sitting in the living room, and you could just hear it running down there, and some pumps couldn't even really keep up.
This had never happened before. Steve and his wife, Anita, discovered that the land their farmhouse sits on was lower than they thought. Still, its stone foundation had held since 1898, and now, 100 years later, it was leaking like a sieve. Steve and Anita were on their own. They evacuated their horses, and then they drove 14 miles to get sandbags, which they filled themselves.
We carried them from the driveway across the sidewalk over the deck and put them around the foundation.
How many?
Steve, 100? And to get from our house to Jefferson, the town of Jefferson where they had the sandbag, to collect 100 sandbags and come back was 10 hours. In the meantime, the water was inching closer.
Did you have any help?
Just Steve and I, yeah. Everybody was pretty busy with their own troubles.
Steve and Anita are hard workers. They get up at 3 a.m. to go to work in a factory. And they believed, like most of us would, that help would come after the storm passed.
What we were looking for is not so much as handouts as we were looking for advice. Our local government, meaning town board, our county government, our county emergency management, if I could get phone calls returned, were apologies that there's nothing they could do for us.
The rains came in June. You'd expect some of that water to be gone by now, but most of it's still there, with no place to put it unless a neighbor opens up his own hay fields to be flooded. FEMA came, an inspector told my brother that everything was under control, and left. My brother appealed. A second inspector was much better, but it was too little, too late. Steve and Anita feel alone, but they're not alone in their plight. It's been a tough summer, a tough year. Gary Heinrichs is also the state's FEMA coordinator.
As you can imagine, you know, the federal bureaucracy moves slowly, and it doesn't always move in the same time frame that local officials and community residents would like to see it happen in.
How long have you seen people wait?
Well, we're still waiting from last August's flooding, frankly.
As an example, he points to the people in one Wisconsin town, Gaze Mills, who are finding more frustration than action.
They had a significant flood, over a 100-year flood event last August. And to date, most of the applications for acquisition of structures or even elevation structures have not been approved yet.
My brother paid his own money to have a berm built, and it pushed the water back from the foundation. But there's no plumbing at the house, and the septic tank is underwater, and no one can help until that water goes down. By now, they've pumped more than 3 million gallons of water with those sub pumps. It all made Anita think a lot this summer about Katrina's victims.
Probably every day. Probably every day. And also people who live in countries where government is very corrupt. How awful that must really be. I know we could have it a lot worse.
It did get worse. My brother tore up his shoulder. He had surgery. He'll be in a sling for months. He and his wife had to leave the house, though they go back every day to run the pumps. When winter comes, the standing water will freeze around that old picture book farmhouse. Then the snow will start. My brother's afraid it could be like last year, the worst in 120 years. They got over 5 feet of snow. If they get anything like that again, you can imagine what the spring thaw will be like. Anita calls it the slow bleed. At least winter will end one pesky problem.
By the way, mosquitoes are pretty fierce here.
Yes. You mean the three that are on your forehead?
My brother Steve Stalker and his wife, Anita. To get a look at their farmhouse, go to our website on npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered on NPR News.